Hey, Rumi. What are you doing in the kitchen in the middle of the night? Well, you know me, I'm eternal night owl. Plus, I always get cravings at night. That's why I'm currently lurking around the fridge. But there's nothing inside that can really satisfy me, you know? You know that feeling? I don't think so, honey. Not that kind of intensity. Oh my god, no, please keep your disgusting freezer pizza. I appreciate the offer though, but that thing has been revived far too many times for something that shouldn't be alive at all. I honestly don't understand how you can eat that. Hey, don't call me a snob just for having standards. Back in my living days, when I was younger, my mom used to make us prepare our food ourselves, like you're supposed to. Only way you can know what to eat. She taught my sister and me to hunt too. And we loved it. We loved the chase, as a team, you know. Rushing through the forest at night, nothing more than a black shadow, with the wind blowing at your face. The rush of getting closer and closer to your prey, and to feel them twitch and hear them whimper as you hold them down. That final moment when you see the gleam of fear and terror in their eyes before you're. Excuse me, can you please close your mouth or put the pizza piece you're holding in it? I don't want to see your half-eaten food that closely. Ew. Did you get so invested in my story? Sorry, I got a bit lost in my memories there. What happened to my sister? Well, we kind of grew apart over the decades. Years, I mean. I don't even know where's her hunting grounds now. We haven't spoken in years. I've been thinking about tracking her down, though, but I don't really know where to start. Oh, thanks for the offer, puppy. I might actually get back to it. Anyways, I'm still hungry. I need a distraction. Tell me something about you. After all, I've been only living here for a few weeks, and I feel like I don't know much about you. Oh, that's okay, I understand. I've been alone on myself for a long time. Took a while to get used to actually talk to people. I enjoy it now, though. From time to time, at least. But back to you. So, you don't have a girlfriend, do you? I guess I would have seen her by now. I don't get why, though. Your physique is satisfactory enough, after all. Guess I deserve that. Sorry, sometimes my vocab just slips. It's hard to keep track of the appropriate slang of the times, you know. Anyways, so, why no girlfriend? Are you into boys? Or just a late bloomer? You don't know? Come on, there must be a reason. Wait, does that mean you're still a virgin? No way. That's rare these days. Especially with these looks you go by. Wow, that explains a lot. Why you smell that good, and why I feel so damn attracted to you, despite your fragile humanness. Poppy, no need to blush like that. I'm being weird. Excuse me? Well, I've warned you, I'm not very used to talking to real people. Okay then, back to topic. So, you've never had sex, all right. But you must have thought about it, right? Tell me, what would you like it to be like? What is your kink? Everybody has one, even if they pretend they don't. Come on, stop with the squirming. Well, I tried asking you nicely, but since that's not working, let me get closer to you. Don't stare into your lap like that. Look me in the eye when I'm talking to you. There you go. Good boy. And now, tell me, what do you really want from a woman? What do you want to do to her? Or her to do to you? What is your deepest, darkest, most twisted desire? What do you want more than anything else? What do you dream about when you're lonely and can't sleep at night? Speak, boy, now. You want to be commanded? I see. Nothing to be ashamed about in that. So far, so usual. But there's more, isn't it? Ah, I see. That's why you were so shy earlier. My, my, for such a good boy, you have naughty fantasies. Monster girls, huh? Werewolves, hellhounds, vampires. Well, that's a pleasant surprise. You want to be owned, to give up all control and self-restraint, to follow your animalistic instinct to buckle down and obey to an alpha, to collapse into someone completely. I understand. I can make that possible, you know. All I will need is your permission. Don't fight it now. I can feel you trying to fight it. 'Cause you're what? Afraid? You don't have to be. I might feed on humans occasionally, but I do have gathered a fair amount of self-control over the years, and I very rarely let someone bleed completely dry. And as I'm a hybrid, my need for human blood isn't as strong as in pure bloods, though it will be hard for me to restrain myself with you smelling so deliciously pure and untouched. Just say it. Ask me to touch you. That's all I need to let go and make you mine completely. You're a stubborn one, aren't you? I can feel you breaking the trance. All right then, for the sake of being a good roomie, I'll release you now. But don't panic. I'm not going to hurt you. At least, not yet. Okay, here we go. My God, chill. I said I'm not going to hurt you. No need to scramble into the corner like that. What am I? I'm a hybrid. Half vampire, half werewolf. Whole package in one. If you call me a vamp wolf, I will break your spine though, just to be clear. Oh, it's very much possible. It's quite rare, and society doesn't really love us. Neither does the monster crowd, by the way. That's why we stayed under the radar, my sister and I. But at one point, I decided to adapt, and to try and blend in with human society. I've just had enough of being isolated. Plus, I enjoy a good clubbing night. And margaritas, and I have needs, you know. She couldn't understand that. That's why we parted ways. Well, like human now, except for my eyes? Well, as a hybrid, we have the ability to shapeshift at any time we like. We're not forced to transform only in a full moon. I can shift my form by will whenever I like. I usually use the werewolf form only for hunting, though, for the sake of staying undetected. But it's great for that. And the fangs? Well, they're retractable. Don't push it, boy. I warn you not to piss me off. Do I look like I'm your bitch? Transforming for you just because you asked for it? 'Cause you wanted proof? How about I crush your skull with my bare hands? Would that be proof enough for you? Yes, I fucking can do that. I'm stronger than a pure werewolf or vampire, and they alone are pretty rough. Listen, I've had about enough of your question asking. You've made it pretty clear that you're not interested. And for the sake of blending in and a cheap room, I will not just drink you up right now and drain you completely just to crush you like an empty soda can. Although I very much feel like it at the moment. Just shut the fuck up about this whole thing, will you? I don't want to go into hiding for several decades again. If you really want me out of here, I'll be gone by the morning. But for now, I'm going to bed. 'Cause yes, I do fucking need to sleep. Especially when I'm still hungry. Good night. What was that? I couldn't hear you quite properly. You changed your mind after all, huh? Well, now I'm not so sure I want you anymore. You hurt my feelings by refusing me, even though I hypnotized you and threw my pheromones at you. Just saying please won't be enough. I need to know that you mean it. You want me? Fine. Get on your knees and back like a good doggy. So you really want to be my bitch then, puppy? Alright. But you know, a good bitch obeys their alpha's every command. We'll have to test that. So, bark. Bark like you mean it. Bark like a good bitch. Good boy. You deserve a head pat for that. I can feel your blood pulsing from the excitement. If only I could have a quick bite. Just a lick. But actually, this little encounter was quite fun already. I'm not that hungry anymore. I might save that fun for another night. Plus, you look like you should start breathing again soon before you faint. Oh, I'm gonna have so much fun with you, puppy. All the tease is gonna drive you insane, I promise. Let me just test the waters here and stroke your dick through these pants one sweet time. Oh, I love to hear your little whimpers. Oh, I'm gonna love this little game. Good night now, Romy. See you soon.